Listener Production.
8 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. The Parliament will get a chance to vote on the Macquarie Point Stadium after all. Changes are being made to the governing projects of state significance, giving elected members the chance to vote on the plans. They're expected to see the precinct and master plans by October. Canberra denies it's not doing anything to put the brakes on inflation as the Reserve Bank Board meets today to discuss the cash rate. Minister Bill Shorten's told Nine the inflammatory pressures aren't the government's fault.
It's a very tough set of circumstances, and through the problems with the global supply chain to the ongoing illegal Russian war, it's having an impact.
The latest PropTrack figures reveal it's cheaper to rent than own a house in most areas of Tasmania. The Hawthorne racism saga isn't over yet, with the AFL now conducting its own probe into the investigation, with hopes of interviewing all key figures again, including former President Jeff Kennett and ex-chief executive Justin Reeves. The search for Launceston teenager Cheyenne Lee Tatnall has hit another roadblock after DNA tests picked up from a person of interest were negative. Police are now focused on two cars that were spotted the night the 14-year-old went missing over a month ago in Launceston. And we're starting to see the first migrating whales of the season. Humpback and southern right whales are being spotted at Wineglass Bay and Eagle Hawk Neck. If you spot one, report it to the Whale Hotline. Former Aussie vice-captain Brad Haddin believes David Warner's comments regarding his retirement is an attempt to put the focus back on prepping for the Ashes. The opener revealed he had plans to end his Test career after Sydney in the new year. Haddin says that's why it sparked talks over Warner's form, and he just wants to end on a high.
I think he's just trying to clear the air. His form over there hasn't been great in the past, but I think he's ready to do something special.
And to the TSL player of the round, Sam Siggins cashes in after Lauderdale's 26-point turnaround to beat Hobart.